big story that broke yesterday, and it's pitting billionaires. I love to see battles of the titans, Rupert Murdoch versus Barry Diller. A struggle, some say, could be for the future of television. Murdoch's News Corp yesterday saying it may end Fox's 26-year run as a free broadcast channel if U.S. courts continue to allow the Diller-backed internet startup Aereo to retransmit broadcast programming. We want to dive in this front and center. First of all, we want to note, though, that Bloomberg LP, which owns Bloomberg News, is an Aereo partner and offers its cable channel on the service. Bloomberg competes with News Corp units in providing financial news and information. So with that, let's introduce Paul Gallant, Managing Director, Head of Telecom Policy at Guggenheim Securities. Paul, welcome.
Hey, Kathleen. Hey, Bonnie. Thanks a lot.
Was this a surprise to you?
Not really, to be honest, right? I mean, there's been rumors for the last, speculation for the last 20 years that eventually the broadcast networks might decide to just become cable channels and stop broadcasting over the air and deliver their broadcast programming directly to cable and satellite, just like, MTV and CNN do. But I think this Aereo court case has really, in a way, accelerated the network's thinking. They really have to think about, can we protect our valuable primetime programming if we put it out over the air and somebody like Aereo comes along and takes it for free and charges customers for it?
Bottom line, though, Paul, this is all Congress's fault, right? It's retransmission consent law.
Well, I mean, actually, Aereo came up with a pretty clever legal defense of their technology, and so far the courts are buying it. They're saying Aereo is legal. It's just like a customer putting up an antenna on their house to take broadcast programming down, except that Aereo is doing that for on behalf of the customer. So Aereo looks and feels a lot like a cable company to some people, but so far to the courts, they're saying it looks more like me just putting up an antenna on my roof, and that's legal.
So these companies that disrupt like this, are they... They push boundaries. Are they innovative or are they mischievous?
Well, I think they're innovative, ultimately. I think, you know, the argument that a lot of the consumer groups are going to make in defense of Aereo is, look, cable TV prices go up 5-7% a year, and there's nothing consumers can do about it. So here's a great innovative technology like Aereo that has come on the scene and gives people, you know, the chance to only pay for a few channels, which is what a lot of customers want. They don't want 100. They want, you know, 5 or 6 or 10, and Aereo gives them that. So it's, you know, you can argue it's pro-consumer. It may also be illegal. We'll see what the courts ultimately say. But you can argue that it's pro-consumer.
Well, this transition's been happening, right? I mean, once upon a time, you know, you bought a newspaper, a book, a magazine. You made copies, but you couldn't redistribute without permission. You know, that model got busted. Music got busted. So this seems like the further busting of content, which people spend a lot of time, energy, careers, money to create, and then someone else can take it and without necessarily paying them money, do something with it.
That's a great point, and I actually agree completely with you. I think that's what Congress wanted when they passed the 1976 Copyright Act update. What they said is any company that takes an over-the-air signal and redistributes it to customers for a fee, such as a cable company, needs to pay the broadcaster in order for the right to redistribute the signal. Well, that it feels to me like that's what Aereo is doing. In the end, I think the courts will come to that conclusion and say Aereo is just like a cable company. And if they want the signal from the broadcasters, they got to pay the broadcasters for it, just like cable companies do. So I think that's where we end up. But right now, clearly, that's not what the courts are saying at the moment.
Yeah, and there are a variety of courts ruling on this, right? It's in each jurisdiction, and New York is going to probably make a different decision to other jurisdictions. Can you fill us in on that, Paul?
Sure. I mean, it can get complicated quickly, but basically what's going on is the New York court so far has said Aereo is legal. That was the big story that came out last week, was the New York appellate court said Aereo is legal. There's a separate Aereo challenge going on the West Coast, and out there the broadcasters are winning and Aereo is losing. So it'll take some time for it to play out through the whole court system, but it feels to me like in the end what Congress intended here was, as I said, anyone like Aereo that takes a broadcast signal and charges customers for it needs to pay the broadcaster first, and that's not what Aereo is doing.
So is this a strategic move by Fox? Is Rupert Murdoch saying, okay, Barry Diller, ball's on in your court? Is it gamesmanship? Is it a very serious move that Fox will take if this goes ahead and the courts don't ultimately uphold this the Copyright Act of Congress?
Well, I think the Fox, it's a good question. I think the Fox executive who said this yesterday, who said that we are going to deliver the Fox network, the broadcast network, direct to cable and satellite, if the courts don't protect us, that he didn't leave a lot of wiggle room there. I mean, if at the end of the day the courts don't protect the broadcast programming from Aereo, I think the networks will figure out a way to take that broadcast programming away from Aereo, because they feel pretty strongly about this. Like you said, this is their property, and they feel like Aereo is essentially stealing their property. And in a way, I don't think they have any other choice. They can't count on the courts protecting them at this point, and they can't necessarily count on Congress protecting them. I mean, they need to, you know, take action on their own, and that's what happened yesterday.
Tell us about this executive, Chase Carey. He came from Sky. Is he a Brit? Is he a Fleet Street type?
He is he's an American. He used to run DirecTV, actually a satellite TV company. But he's been mostly at News Corp for most of the past 10 years. And he's a pretty aggressive, innovative, sort of forward-thinking broadcast content, you know, executive.
So why doesn't News Corp then just buy Aereo?
Well, if they buy Aereo, they're probably buying the lawsuits against Aereo, too. And so if Aereo goes down in flames in court, News Corp might be on the hook legally for any copyright infringement that Aereo is found to be guilty of.
It seems, too, that this is perhaps somebody finally drawing a line in the sand and saying, okay, because if you buy Aereo, then another such service will pop up and more services will pop up. If Fox doesn't prevail and Aereo does, and even they decide to go, really decide to be just a cable company, et cetera. What does that mean? Does it have implications for the future of programming? So much money now being poured into a lot of this great content, right? There's so many series people love. Is that really in jeopardy, or is this just one of the big, you know, networks, one of the big companies wanting to make sure that their profits don't get trimmed as opposed to really hurt by this?
Yeah, I don't think Fox gets hurt. You know, the premise of your question is, suppose Aereo wins at the end of the day and Fox loses in court. I don't think it hurts Fox at all, because, yes, I think Fox will just become a cable channel, and ABC and CBS and NBC will just become cable channels. The losers are not Fox and NBC and CBS. It's the about 40 million Americans who only get over-the-air broadcast TV service, because they will no longer get all the primetime network programming that they get today for free just by putting up antennas on their roof.
Why aren't the other companies taking a stand, or is Fox doing it for them, Paul? I mean, you mentioned ABC and CBS. Surely they're going to have the same problem.
They do have the same problem, and I have to think that internally they are thinking about whether they should say what Fox said yesterday or not. But I have no doubt they're all thinking about whether to follow in Fox's footsteps.
And I mean, is there a possibility that they could all coordinate on this and bring some kind of, you know, almost a class action suit?
They kind of are. I mean, I think that's essentially what's going on already in Aereo. I think Fox is the lead litigant. I'm not even sure who is, but it's one of the networks, but they've all joined in the lawsuit. So they are jointly trying to get Aereo shut down.
Should the government be intervening?
Well, I think I published a note for our institutional clients yesterday saying I think that what Fox said yesterday, that we might become a cable channel and exit the broadcasting business, is going to reverberate in Washington, because congressmen don't want broadcast TV to die. And there is some risk that, at least in some scenarios, if the broadcast networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, become cable channels, there's not a lot left to be, you know, if you want to be a broadcaster, if all that good programming is now only available on cable, you know, what supports a local TV station, if not the good primetime programming anymore? So I think Congress is going to be pretty concerned that what Fox said yesterday is the beginning of an avalanche that might lead to the end of broadcast TV for again, 40 million Americans.
Yeah, that would be quite a shift. What does it mean in terms of the companies themselves, more broadly, for News Corp, for example, share price? Does it make that much difference in the big picture?
I really don't think it does, because I think News Corp can keep itself whole financially by becoming a cable channel. In fact, there's a line of thinking out there that News Corp and Fox can actually make more money by becoming a cable channel. It's complicated, but basically, no. I mean, News Corp, CBS, NBC, they'll be fine. If they have to pull their programming off the airwaves, they'll be fine. It's mostly the people, just the citizens who don't have cable and satellite TV service that are the ones who take the hit.
So, you know, at the end of the day, Paul, is this technology, this aerial technology, really disruptive? I mean, cable bills, you're talking $90, $100 a month. But if you want to take advantage of the aerial service, you really have to have other kinds of technology that costs money, too.
That's right. You do have to have a broadband connection for, you know, $30 to $50 a month, so that's not nothing. But, there is a disruption scenario, too, for, say, the cable and the satellite TV companies. Let's say the courts uphold aerial, as they're starting to do right now, and let's say Fox is just bluffing what they said yesterday about becoming a cable channel. Well, suppose aerial takes off in a year or two, and it's something that, you know, consumers can pay $8 to $10 a month for, and they get the broadcast channels over the internet on any device. That actually might be enough to start to, you know, nip away at the cable and satellite subscription levels around the country. Maybe some people just decide I can't pay $100 a month, but I will pay $10 a month for the four most popular channels, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS.
It's a fascinating story, Paul Gallant. I'm sure it's not over. We look forward to having you back.
And we should mention we did get in touch with Aereo to see if they would appear, but we got no response.
So we'll keep on that too. Paul Gallant joining us from Guggenheim Securities. Bloomberg LP, which owns Bloomberg News, is an Aereo partner, offers its cable channel on the service. Bloomberg competes with News Corp units in providing financial news and information.